You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live installment of the award-winning Political Cesspool radio program, Saturday, May 4th, AM 1380, WLRM Radio is where we are, going out to the AM-FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network, simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertyroundtable.com. In addition to other ways you can listen to the program, we've got some more politicking to do this hour. But first, I want to welcome back to the broadcast my very good friend and colleague, Sam Bushman, host of the Liberty Roundtable radio show, broadcast on this very network, which he just so happens to own. Each Monday through Friday, you can get 2 hours of... folks, you like the cesspool, you'll love Liberty Roundtable. Check it out Monday through Friday at libertyroundtable.com. Sam, you know, we're going to continue a conversation we started a couple of weeks ago. It was me, you, and Eddie in the studio there during that first hour when we had a participant who ran in the Boston Marathon, and we began our coverage of what happened. We've had 2 weeks for this story to settle, and we're going to get into that. But first, you know, we've been celebrating to an extent tonight the overhauled and newly designed look at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're proud of it. But the network itself, Liberty News Radio, has been advancing behind the scenes as well, and I'd like for you to bring my audience up to speed on what's going on with the network as a whole.
All right, sir. Number one, we revamped the Liberty Roundtable website several months ago, as you know. Secondly, libertynewsradio.com has a schedule on it now. We're starting to add other programs. The Freedom Zealot, Will Grigg, is one of them. We added back Tech Watch Radio. We had dropped that show for a while, put it on kind of a hiatus because we were too swamped, and now we've added that show back. It's a show based on technology and issues of the day relating to anything you can plug in. But, you know, we don't shy away from some of the issues that are hot. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's a lot of technology that's violating the rights and privacy of Americans. And we don't shy away from that. We don't want to make it too political, but at the same time, we're not afraid to mention the political implications when they force it upon technology or on people. So it's kind of one of those things. So the network is expanding. We're starting to add many shows back. We put it on the main channel now. We went through a testing phase. That's complete. And so we're starting to add shows. Those shows are available in the mainstream now, along with my show and your show and many of the others. And we're looking for other shows. We'll be very careful of what we pick up. They got to be team players and part of the family. But we're certainly going to be on the prowl for other shows, and things are going to be growing.
Well, they continue to grow. You know, it is Sam mentioned the word family, and it is a word that I use to describe the relationship that we have. Loyalty, it would be another one. We've been here for a number of years now, and it just continues to solidify, and we're all the better for it. But I'm excited about the re-expansion of the network, and if you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, there you will see the Liberty News Radio Network logo, and if you click on that, it will take you over to the schedule for the network, some of these other shows that Sam mentioned. You can get the times of their live broadcast and then some of the replays, in addition to our live broadcast time for the Political Cesspool, Saturday 6 to 9. We're also rebroadcast several times over the course of the weekend, and so you'll want to take note of that, as well as the live broadcast time of Sam's flagship show, Liberty Roundtable. But, you know, we mentioned the affiliates, Sam, the internet stream, which, of course, brings a lot of listeners to the programs and the network itself. But there's other ways to listen, too, including how you can turn any phone into a radio, the Roku player, and others.
Yeah, there's several ways. Number one, you can dial this number anytime. It's unlimited listen lines. We've literally had hundreds and thousands on at the same time. 712-432-6623. That's 712-432-6623. And you can just basically put that that, punch that into your phone on speed dial or whatever, and boom, whenever you want to listen to a show, live and on demand, you can just simply, you know, dial in that number, put it on speakerphone, drive down the road, listen while you're in line at the bank, whatever the case may be. 712-432-6623 is instant dial into the network. Now, you can also, if you have like an Android phone or an iPhone, some of those phones, you can download what's called the Shoutcast application. The Shoutcast app is in the like the Apple iStore, for instance. It's free. You can download it, install it. All you got to do is look for Liberty News Radio, add it to your favorites. You can listen that way with your data plan if you have plenty of data. And I'm just telling you, that sounds phenomenal. It's better than FM radio quality. Now, the Roku player is a little device that you connect wirelessly to your internet connection into your TV. And there's over 750 Roku channels. For example, there's Netflix. There's Hulu, there's Amazon On Demand Video, there's Amazon Prime, and believe it or not, some of those channels are paid. Glenn Beck has a paid channel, for example, there. But there's about 750 channels as well. Many of them are free. Well, we have our own free radio channel there. Look in the special interest section, look down for Liberty News Radio, and you can listen to the Political Cesspool live when it's live, and on demand as well, along with all of our other shows, live and on demand. So that's growing and available too. So you know what? We're just making it easier, more effective every day we go along, sir.
It is, Sam, and it's phenomenal. A lot of ways to listen to not only the Political Cesspool when it's live on Saturday night, but the other programming of the network. It's listed at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's listed at libertyroundtable.com. And I'll tell you, you know, if you're on vacation, and I've had some listeners who email me from time to time and say, you know, I was on vacation. I didn't, you know, I wasn't in a city that carries you on the AM or FM dial. I wasn't near a computer, but I used my phone to listen to the show. And I've done that too. We mentioned the listen line, and 24/7, you can call in, and whatever's being aired over the Liberty News Radio Network, you will get on your phone. So right now, obviously, if you called in on the number that Sam mentioned a moment ago, you would get the Political Cesspool. And I have found myself doing that. I'm driving through Burger King, for instance, and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting in line. I'll just, even if it's just for a minute or two, I'll open my cell phone, dial the listen line, and I'll listen to programming for a few minutes. If I'm driving, there's nothing good on the radio. Well, not that there would ever be anything better on the radio than the Liberty News Radio Network programming, save perhaps the Frankie Valli Greatest Hit Collection.
There you go.
Come on. But, you know, I'll put it on my speakerphone and just listen to it as I'm traveling. Folks, you can do that. Sam Bushman has just done so much to expand the empire here, and we're all the better for it.
All right. Now, James, I want to transition to another quick subject that you guys mentioned on the first hour. You talked about this story. It's become a racist idea to have a master bedroom in your house.
Right.
And I find that comical because master in this case just kind of meant the biggest room, the most fancy room for mom and dad. But what I find fascinating about this is most of these folks that have come up with this goofy stuff have master's degrees, sir. And I'm just kind of thinking these racists with master's degrees want to run around and tell you can't have a master bedroom. I think we ought to yank all their certificates down from the wall, sir.
Well, that's right. That's right. Master's degrees should be racist as well by that standard.
Especially, too, when they're trumping their education above another. I mean, this is just in your face.
Sam.
I'm educated with my master's degree, and you are an uneducated. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, because, you know, right. I mean, Sam's thinking deeper than even we could. And again, you know, slaves had masters, but the masters didn't own them, so therefore they didn't have owners. That doesn't even begin to make sense either. I mean, obviously a master is also an owner, right? But don't let that trip you up, folks. Their hypocrisy and double standards never do. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com, 866-404-3663.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the program. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio, and Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio Network, host of Liberty Roundtable Radio Show, our guest. And Sam was our guest 2 weeks ago tonight when we provided our initial coverage of the fallout from the Boston Marathon attacks. And I thought, at least, that we gave a pretty objective assessment of what could be going on. We didn't marry ourselves to any idea, but we just said, and I think I remember Sam's words completely, was that when cases like this manifest themselves, it's not always a false flag operation, but it's also not never a false flag operation. And the facts were still coming to be. I think at that time, 2 weeks ago tonight, the second suspect had just been apprehended. And so there was a lot to be said. I know we mentioned one of Paul Craig Roberts's columns saying that perhaps one of the reasons for this was to test how easy a major American city would be susceptible to martial law. But we got a lot of emails about it, a lot of good, some critical, saying we were indulging in conspiracy theories. And with that, we've had 2 weeks for the dust to continue to settle, and we bring Sam Bushman back for a reassessment. Sam, take it from there.
Thank you, sir. All right, number one, I remember saying specifically this. Alex Jones jumped to it being a false flag for sure. Glenn Beck trashed and criticized Alex Jones, saying he's jumping to conclusions with no evidence. I remember saying I don't agree with either of them. I say we have plenty of circumstantial evidence. None of it rises to the level of a for sure false flag operation. And I remember saying in specific that there are a lot of strange anomalies. For example, there are articles about the FBI and the CIA in mainstream rags like the New York Times, etc., Reuters, many others that have talked about the FBI participating in helping folks along to create these kind of bombings or terrorist activities, and then only to pull the plug at the last minute and take the credit for stopping the terrorist behavior. Those are mainstream press articles, and so I say it's not beyond the scope of reality that this could have been a situation where the FBI did involve themselves with these terrorists. Then the FBI somehow tried to circumvent it so they could take credit for it at the last minute, and they failed at doing so. I said that was a very distinct possibility. You critics go look up FBI NYT for New York Times, FBI NYT terrorist on the internet, and you go see the New York Times articles that talk about this. It doesn't come from me. It comes from the New York Times. It comes from the Pentagon. It comes from the FBI. It comes from the CIA. Don't shoot the messenger. So that's number one. Number two, I would submit that I never said that it was a full, for sure, false flag operation. What I said was there are strange anomalies about this that give rise for concern. And here's the question. If we don't know the truth yet, are we willing to pursue the truth? And if we're willing to pursue the truth, are we willing to leave no stone unturned? Or are we just going to say, you know what, we don't want to be dubbed a conspiracy theorist? I got a question. What if there's a conspiracy realist in the mix? And when there's a training exercise going on the same day, which, by the way, happened on 9/11 too, those are things that make you go, what's up with that? Okay, now let me give you a little bit more strange evidence since then. And that is, you know, one guy had supposedly a firefight with the cops from a boat in somebody's backyard. Well, there's stories now that had to retract that from your mainstream press. And now the story is that he didn't have a weapon at all. They also started to go ahead and question him before they read him his Miranda rights. Is he an American or not? Is he innocent until proven guilty or guilty until proven innocent? The mainstream press, in bed with your out-of-control belligerent government, believe that somehow he doesn't have a right to a trial. Somehow he's a enemy combatant, a terrorist, therefore his constitutional God-given rights do not apply. And I simply submit to you that that is erroneous. The truth is he has the right to have his Miranda rights read to him. The second they were read to him, which, by the way, surprised all government officials when that was done, he clammed up and shut up and didn't say another word. So you got some very strange anomalies going on that are reported here that give me serious concern. I still am not guaranteeing it was a false flag operation. Many others are starting to say that now. I'm still saying there's very strange circumstances around this. One guy's dead. We already told you that. The other guy couldn't talk because his throat was somehow hurt in a firefight, or maybe he did it to himself, or, you know, and he can't talk. How convenient is that? So we find very strange information. Now, there's three more people that have been busted since. And the three people are supposedly his roommates, and they somehow took a laptop and took a backpack, and now they're under surveillance and questioning and serious pressures being brought to bear on the mother, on the wife, or the widow, I should say, at this point, and the three roommates to try to find out what they can find out. But here's my question for all of you. Are you ready? Well, since then, we found out that the Russian government brought this concern to the United States, and it was ignored. Well, so did the Saudi government bring this to the Americans, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon, the whatever, and they still ignored both governments bringing this up as a concern. Now, after the fact, they say, we're sure it's these guys, we're sure they acted alone. Well, if they're sure it was these two guys, and they're sure they acted alone, and these guys were no threat beforehand, never mind the fact the two governments said they were of great, great concern, never mind that they put them on two watch lists, then my question is, why are they putting pressure on these other people to try to find out if there's a foreign connection now? They already told you there was no foreign connection, right? Wrong. What it means is they're making it up as they go along, and every time they say something, they have to backtrack and they lose credibility. Now, they then basically came out and said there's DNA evidence on the bombing materials that was female. They thought it was the wife's. They tested it. It was not hers. How come no one's pursuing who that is then? They got the three other guys in custody that supposedly took the backpack and took the laptop. But what about the woman or the female's DNA on bombing material that they have, and they don't know whose that is? Are they pursuing that? What about the anomaly where all of a sudden this Saudi guy or whatever gets on the watch list, and then they took him off, and then when asked about it, Miss Napolitano said, what are you talking about? That's a stupid question, Congressman. We shouldn't even give you the decency, the respect to answer your question. You're so ignorant. And then shortly the next week later, she backtracks and goes, yeah, he was on a watch list, but I ain't talking about it. Okay, there's very, very strange brew going on here, folks. And I have made no claims of what I'm convinced it is. I have drawn no realities to where we're positive it's this, positive it's that. I have said over and over and over, we don't know who did it. We don't know who was involved. But if you believe the New York Times and other mainstream press rags, you have to believe that the FBI has been involved in many of these before. And it would not be a stretch to say they might be involved again. But how come the last question... before we bring Eddie Miller into the mix, how come they're pointing at everybody but a possible government connection? Isn't it interesting that the government, the mainstream press, are looking at everybody but themselves when we have historical evidence through the New York Times and many other large newspapers that they have been involved in doing this kind of very thing in the past? That ought to make you go, if nothing else should. So let's quit shooting the messenger and playing conspiracy games. Let's look for facts, and if there's a conspiracy, let's hunt it down and expose it, shall we? Hi, Eddie Miller.
Well, hello there, Sam. It's what a pleasure to talk to you. James said, this time last week I was running in the hills of Nashville in a monsoon in a flood, and so it was a lot of fun then. But I guess I had to come back to reality here. Well, you know, Sam, you and I both, I don't see how people could accuse us of being conspiracy theorists, because we went, you know, you and I, Sam, we went very detailed. Very detailed into the history of false flags that our government has been involved in. You know, we went all the way back to, well, you could go all the way back to the first War of Independence, Lincoln's War.
Well, or you could just talk about the government's being racist when they gave all those black people syphilis just to see what would happen.
That's
I'm
right.
Just talking
Absolutely.
About racism.
Down to Tuskegee, the Tuskegee Institute, they certainly did. You know, we went back to, well, looks like we're going to a break, fellas, but I'm going to take up when we come back with the history, motive, opportunity, means, and who profits.
You got it, sir.
We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody. James Edwards, Eddie Miller, and Studio Sam Bushman, our esteemed guest. And, you know, I'm the first one to say that this is not our standard fare. In fact, for the most part, I certainly do not fall into the category of one who endorses so-called conspiracy theories. In fact, I think a lot of the people, you know, you talk to some people, everything is a conspiracy. Absolutely everything, and everyone is involved in it. And a lot of that's just silliness. But to get back to what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, there is no doubt that false flags operations have been carried out, the USS Liberty just being one of the most glaring examples. And there's been a lot of elements of this story that have been changed. You know, first, the story was that these brothers shot, you know, cops during a firefight. And it turns out that some of the police officers that were afflicted were shot by other police officers and not by these brothers. At first, they robbed the 7-Eleven, and then it wasn't them that robbed the 7-Eleven. You know, so the mainstream media is trimming its sails and giving us a different take. But the root of the matter is, were these two men the brain children behind this attack? Did they carry it out by their own whims and without any help? And that's what we're here to talk about, because as is so often the case with the other issues that we cover, no one else will. Well, Sam Bushman set the table during that last segment. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is about to eat the food.
All right, really quick, though, just to make a point, they even said now that the bomb-making materials in this were too sophisticated for them to most likely do alone unless they had incredible training from Russia. And Russia was the one that told us this was maybe a problem, by the way, hint. And then the other interesting thing about it, they were either trained and or had outside help. Now, while the government says they did it alone, now they're looking for outside help. I find that interesting. I also find that interesting that they locked down Boston in a martial law example, kind of like they did back in the days of, Katrina. You know, they started taking guns from people and kind of locked down Katrina in a martial law scenario, too. Whether we like it or not, they're doing more and more and more of that. And you got to kind of wonder why. And then they say, well, never let a good opportunity or a good never let a crisis go to waste. And you just start to say, what is their agenda? Anyway, that's very interesting. Historically speaking, though, we might get a glimpse of their agenda. Eddie?
Oh, back, Sam. I couldn't hear much what you were saying. My headsets are pretty bad. But listen, I think I know some of what you said. But before I forget, I'd like to make this point. The United States, in my opinion, has pretty much become a military state and police state, especially these large northeastern cities. And if one thing was proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt, that if the large, overwhelming military police state, in which, you know, posse commentators have been shattered all to pieces. So we've had the military on the streets in Boston. We had an overwhelming police presence there. And it did not stop a couple of ragheads from blowing up some pressure cookers and tearing people all to pieces. I mean, that's proven right there. So disarming the people and putting the people in a quasi-prison camp has not done anything whatsoever except to condition the people to being in a prison camp. So that's one thing. I want to say that before I forgot. But like I was saying before the break, Sam, you and I, we went back in history and we proved beyond a shadow of doubt that false flags have been a fact of life since time began, since time immortal. And I distinctly remember you and I, we talked about for the people that didn't listen last week, we outlined what happened with the Lusitania. We all know that was a false flag to drag the United States kicking and screaming to the First World War. You know, we Pearl Harbor was a false flag attack. There's volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes written on that proving that Pearl Harbor was a false flag attack set up by FDR. And anybody who wants to read about that, one of the best books I know on that would be, if I refer them to it, would be The New Dealer's War by a fellow by the name of Fletcher. And it was written by a liberal Democrat who he set out to prove that he said, I'm going to put that baby to rest about the false flag attack, about Pearl Harbor being a false flag attack. He went to prove that it was not, and he came to the opposite conclusion. He proved to himself that it was a false flag attack. I'd like to point out to people that we also talked about the Gulf of Tonkin, which anybody, if you're not too lazy, you can go, you people that are accusing us of being conspiracy buffs, go to your computer and hit a few keys and look up the Gulf of Tonkin, you dynamos of news out there, and you can find that the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. You know, American destroyers were supposed to have been fired upon by North Vietnamese Navy. It never happened. It was designed to get us into my war, the Vietnam War, where just countless thousands of GIs were slaughtered and came home quadriplegics, paraplegics, brains messed up, minds messed up, all kinds of god-awful diseases. We had like the first Twin Towers attack. James and I was talking about that during the break. I can't remember the exact date. That was proved to be a false flag. And I'd like to ask these people, you know, before I leave the past, you got to look at the history. We me and Sam outlined the history 2 weeks ago tonight of the false flag attacks. And I'd like to ask you to ask yourself, and we mentioned this 2 weeks ago, in any criminal trial, what you have to prove that a person who's on trial of being the culprit, you have to prove that he had motive, he had opportunity, and he had means. And also, and you want to find out who profits in such false flag attacks. Well, Sam and I outlined in the first program, you people that don't believe us, in the Lusitania, that false flag attack worked to the British, to their satisfaction. They wanted to bring the United States in the war because they were getting their tails kicked by the Germans in World War II. Excuse me, World War I. They were getting their clocks cleaned by Germany. Had the United States not come into World War I, that would have ended with the British in utter defeat. And they were really defeated financial-wise because they were never the same. They lost their empire after the First World War. I think we covered that on the show previous. And the Gulf of Tonkin, the international bankers wanted to get us into Vietnam. And because the international bankers profited. But even much more than that, if you can go back and study the archives and look at the Secretary of State in those days and the Secretary of Defense, his name escapes me right now. It used to roll off my tongue. But he said, he told JFK and he told the hippies that were marching and protesting the war. He said, we're using this war to get our social programs into the United States. But, you know, once again, I'd like to just ask the question, look at the motive and opportunity and means. And every single one of these historical attacks, the false flags that me and Sam talked about 2 weeks ago, we proved that the government benefited from these false flag attacks in every single case. And, you know, in the last, in Oklahoma City, our wonderful Attorney General Eric Holder, and you people, you can look this up too if you're not too lazy. You can go in and you can find out that Eric Holder designed the blueprint for the Oklahoma City Murrah Trade Center bombing. He was there. He did it. It's declassified. You can read it for yourself. The same guy who's sitting in the White House right now. And people, have you forgotten about Fast and Furious going on right now? Right now we have Fast and Furious. It's never stopped. The Congress made a big show about it and said they were going to do all this investigation and put Holder in jail and prove the thing led all the way to the White House. Like, who doesn't know that led all the way to the White House? But, and now, like I was telling James in the break, Sam, that South Carolina, using their, excuse me, let me skip South Carolina and go to Kansas and Missouri. They have their Nullification Act under Article 10 of the Constitution, they have come out and nullified all of these gun control acts. And I'm very proud of Missouri because in Missouri, they even came out and they had this, the SB 102. They said that any act, law, treaty, order, rule, or regulation of the United States government that is null and unenforceable in the state of Kansas if it is contrary to the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of Kansas. You know, Eric Holder, to show how ignorant he is, these affirmative action lawyers, he said he was going to claim the Supremacy Act, the Supremacy Clause, claiming that the federal government was always superior to the state governments. Well, that's not what the Supremacy Clause was. If Keith Alexander was here, he's our attorney on staff, he could tell you Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution says that in any case, the Constitution of the United States is always the law, is always superior to any rule, any law. And it's not the state of Missouri and the state of Kansas passing their nullification acts in support of the Second Amendment of the United States that's in violation of the Constitution. It's the federal government under false flagger criminal Eric Holder, who's trying to ram these unconstitutional laws down Missouri and Kansas and other states. And also, they tell me that if Arizona doesn't back down, they're also nullifying some of all their financial garbage. And they're trying to make any legal, any coin that's coined in the United States legal financial tender. We're taking a break now. Sam, I'm going to come back. I'm going to shut my mouth, man. I've been a roll. I'm going to go back to you when we come back after the break, fella.
Stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back to wrap up tonight's broadcast.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397. One more time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio. Sam Bushman, our guest. We are continuing to cover the fallout from the Boston bombings. And one thing before, you know, I know this is Sam, and we're hitting one of Sam and Eddie's sweet spots when we're talking about a story like this. There's one thing I want to bring up, and Pat Buchanan, one of our good friends, I've known him for, I guess, 13 years now. Obviously, his appearances on this show have been received a lot of media attention. Well, he wrote a column about this, and he brings up a good point that perhaps even we are overlooking to an extent. And we've talked about the fact that, you know, perhaps it wanted to be, people wanted to see to the extent American city could be brought to its knees by an event such as this. And the grand scheme of it all, you had, if you take the face value of the story for what it is, you had two Arabs with crock pots as bombs.
Sounds like an interesting crock, by the way, speaking of crock pots.
Touche, Sam, touche. Well, they killed a handful of people and injured, you know, several dozen. You know, yeah, it's a bad day. But is it a day that should bring a major American city to its knees? Pat Buchanan wrote this, and then I'll toss it back over to my colleagues. A million people in and around the city of Paul Revere, of the Lexington and Concord Patriots, of Bunker Hill, locked their doors and hid inside their homes because a lone armed teenager with pipe bombs was on the loose. Boston, the New York Times said, was a ghost town. The scene was extraordinary. The hub of the universe, as Boston's popular nickname would have it, was on lockdown from first light until near dark Friday. A massive dragnet for one man had brought a major U.S. city to an absolute standstill. The people were gone, shops were locked, streets were barren, the trains didn't run, the often clogged Massachusetts Turnpike was as clear as a bowling lane. Sam, I know you have some things to say. You're up next and then back over to Eddie, but does it surprise you to the extent that Boston was paralyzed over an attack that is as devastating as it was, really pales in comparison to a legitimate terror attack?
Well, and let me just preface your point by saying this. The government, the mayor of Boston forced this to be a lockdown. Americans didn't have a choice. They were shut up in their homes by government. So, you know, when you say we were all paralyzed, I would say that government paralyzed us, and it's strange that they would do that. Why would they do that? All right, now I also want to point out this New York Times article that I told everybody about. If you look up on the internet, terrorist plots helped along by the FBI, then it says terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. The story is by David K. Shipler, S-H-I-P. L-E-R. And it goes into talking about that the FBI has been involved in these kind of plots ever since 9-11. They've helped folks with suicide vests and rudimentary training. They bust people at the last minute after helping them along. It goes on and on. They say this is legal, but is it legitimate? Without the FBI, would the culprits commit violence on their own? Is cultivating potential terrorists the best use of the manpower designed to find the real ones by the FBI? Judging by the official answers, the FBI, the Justice Department seem sure of themselves, or maybe too sure of themselves. Carefully orchestrated sting operations usually hold up in court because the defendants don't have a leg to stand on. It goes on and talks about undercover operations. Long practiced by the FBI have become a mainstay of counterterrorism, and they have changed in response to the post 9/11 focus on prevention. Now, they go on. But am I making this up, or is this the New York Times? Now, are they onto a conspiracy trail? They say the FBI infiltrated white supremacist groups. An alleged drug dealer, for example, would be set up to sell drugs to an undercover agent. An arms trafficker might be set up to sell or traffic arms to terrorists. It happens routinely. And now it's happening as the business of terrorism in the United States. It goes on and on and on. But I'm just telling you, this is New York Times stuff. I gave you the name of the article. I gave you the author, and they're the ones making these claims. The FBI needs to take down the New York Times if they're peddling poppycock. What gives? So when we follow this trail and say, hey, there's potential that the government's involved here, when the New York Times makes that link, I think the New York Times should be taken down as erroneous press if they're not into the who, what, when, where, whys of the facts on the case. They're one of the biggest trusted news sources in the nation. Maybe we ought to shut them down if it's all baloney, guys. What do you think, Eddie?
Amen. And, you know, once again, Sam, I like to say motive, opportunity, and, you know, and means. And I point out, I think you mentioned, Sam, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security. This act right here just reinforces the government's claim. Hey, we need Patriot Act, we need Homeland Security, where we can go and lock up any American citizen and take them to God only knows where, to any secret concentration camp, and torture them, and nobody will ever know what happened to them. Another thing I'd like to ask the people to look
up. And believe
up,
it or not, that happened to Congressman George Hanson. He was carted around the country in a term called diesel therapy, beat up by the government for trying to take on the IRS. This was years ago, but go read his story. He was eventually vindicated, proven right, and the government had to pay out a chunk of money to him because they abused him. That's an example where he never got a proper trial. He got diesel therapied and railroaded and carted around the country. No one knew where he was. He's from Idaho. His name is Congressman George Hanson. He's not a congressman now, but he was. I interviewed him back in the day when he finally got out of prison, and then the government had to apologize and give a big old payout of money.
You know, I believe James Traficant was in on that, too. And, Sam, I'd like to ask our listeners to look up people, get your pencils, see if you remember this. Operation Northwoods, another false flag operation that was planned by the Pentagon. It's declassified now. Anybody can look it up. It's operation, again, that's Operation Northwoods. It's when the Pentagon, back right around the day of the Bay of the Pigs, back in those times, back in the late 50s, early 60s, here's what the deal was. You can look this up. The Pentagon said, here's what we'll do. We'll get an American airliner. We'll put mostly American students on it, American citizens, and we will take it off, and we'll perform a false hijacking. We'll hijack this plane, and guess who we're going to blame it on? We're going to blame it on Cuba. That way we can get the American people all inflamed, ready to go to war to Cuba. Give us an excuse to the American to the American people and to the rest of the world. Show us why we can't invade Cuba. That's Operation Northwoods. It's not Eddie Miller. That's fact. It's declassified. And I keep hammering this out. Who benefits? Who benefits? Who benefits? Who benefited at Boston? I say the federal black ops government, the government inside the government, as Bob Mazur, say our DEA agent
Well, and speaking of that, we know Agent Orange, they said it didn't exist or it wasn't happening. We know that's true.
That's right.
We know also in the Gulf War, they had Gulf War illness. We told you about it back in the 90s on the radio. The government said it didn't exist. The vets are all crazy. Now the government and mainstream press articles say, yeah, there is a Gulf War illness. We can now prove it. And my response is we've been vindicated once again.
You know what to do, Sam? At the VA here in Memphis, they were putting the guys in. I'm an old vet. They were putting the guys in mental treatment facilities and saying that they had the psychosomatic illnesses. And you can see, you can see them out in the VA with these huge boils and running sores. I guess that's a psychosomatic illness, though, which, you know, Agent Orange never existed. But you're 100% right there, Sam. I think we proved our case. If you go back to history and you look at the endless false flag attacks, you see who benefited. I'm going to go on the side. I've always believed it was a false flag attack. We're going to go to James right now.
I'm just going to be like George Washington, though. Y'all could shoot the messenger, buddy, and you might get a little bullet hole in my coat, but that's about all you're going to do.
Amen to that. Well, Sam, in summation, we're down to the last minute or two of what's been a very busy show. We're 2 weeks removed from the initial shock of this thing and our initial coverage. What does the story look like 2 months from now, 2 years from now? How's it going to read in the history books compared to what perhaps really happened?
It's going to be like JFK. We're going to know the truth, but the truth is going to be obscured. Most of the American people are going to be deceived. It's going to be debated until the cows come home. We're going to have a lot of facts on it, but we're not going to have the, quote, positive proof that some people are going to want. But we're going to know it's going to go down in history as one of those things where you go, it never added up, and you're going to see government continue to march towards their always taking advantage of a crisis to create more government.
Sam, I'm going to put you on the spot here and make you or ask you to make a tough prediction. Will we ever see this other Sarnoff brother? Will he go to court? Will he ever speak?
I think he will speak, and I think he will go to court, and I think the criticism is becoming too shrill, and I think they'll eventually have to do something to try to calm people down, because people are starting to catch on to him quicker than the JFK days. It took us like 30 years to get a hold of that one. The World War II fiasco of accept the first strike or participate, it took us a long time. You know what? We're on it days and weeks after this one to where we're catching them at the anomalies and the strange issues fast now because of the internet, because of independent researchers, yep. And they're struggling every time now.
They really don't like the internet. You know, they didn't have the internet during those old days. Well, we're out of time, folks. Thank you, Sam Bushman, our featured guest this evening, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, the rest of our staff and crew here in Memphis and in Utah. I am James Edwards. This is The Political Cesspool, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget to check out our brand new website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. God bless y'all.
Thepoliticalcesspool.org.